You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson, and this is episode 43. We often have a guest on the show these days. We don't today. We will next week. Part of the reason is we're actually staying at a place at the moment where there is a satellite dish. And although we recorded Bonnie's Dream last night with a satellite, it did present a few little editing problems with some long gaps between our voices. So we decided to postpone having another guest on the show until next week when we're back in the city. So today I've got a selection of interesting exercises that I think you would like to do. They're great dream interpretation tips and a bit of fun to do and lots to learn. But first of all, I thought I'd share a part of an email that Kate sent in. Now, Kate was our guest dreamer in episode 39. And if you remember episode 39, Kate's was the dream where she dreamt that she was in a plane, in a kind of 3D drawing of a plane, and she couldn't have her gin with her tonic. Now, we went into a lot of detail in the dream and in the podcast, and at the end of the show, I suggested to Kate that she did a dream alchemy practice that involved doing some artwork. Now, here's Kate's reply. So Kate actually wrote this email 2 weeks after we did the interpretation. And she said, I mentioned I felt blocked and this has shifted somewhat. I thought the idea of doing an alchemy where I got to make something was a great idea, as I, and possibly other people, have difficulty with the idea of visualizations. And as I'm probably more kinesthetic and don't feel I can create an adequate vision in my mind, I started the alchemy, which is a branch painted red, a bird's nest in it, and a few flying gin bottles hanging off the branches. I haven't finished it yet, but I have done quite a few other things. I've made a kayak, a gate, started going to the gym, and started doing quite a few fun things like going fishing and going to the beach more. Remember, this is only 2 weeks after the interpretation. She continues, I think the block has to do with allowing myself to have fun and allowing myself to be exactly as I am. Ironically, adding the gin to the tonic in life seems to have resulted in me drinking less alcohol, but not becoming a wowser. Never. I haven't started my new job yet, but I have met the team and they are a fun group, so I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for sharing your profound gift with others so generously. So there you go, a little bit of feedback from Kate. And if you missed episode 39, go back and have a listen. It's a fun one. And it helped Kate a lot. So I've got three short articles today that are all interrelated and all have exercises that you can do that will help you to understand your dreams more. Well, actually, having said that, the first one doesn't have an exercise, but it's kind of an introduction. So the first one, this is called The Meaning of Dreams. And I wrote this originally in March 2005. The Meaning of Dreams. 20 seconds left, announced the radio presenter. Just time to take one more call. Hi, Joe. What's your dream for Jane Theresa? Make it quick. Joe's voice burst through my studio headphones, loud, excited, and full of anticipation. I dreamed my tooth fell out. What does it mean? How could I give a meaningful reply in the 10 seconds that were left? Joe had been so patient, one of a long line of callers waiting his turn to ask me about his dream, but the 10-second allowance reminded me of the quick-fix replies many people expect when they're new to dream interpretation. They ask, so what does my dream mean? Does it mean I'll get the job I've applied for? Or, will I get pregnant soon? Or, what does my dream say I should do? I thought about Joe's lost dream tooth. With only 10 seconds of airtime left, the clown in me wanted to say, how about a quick fix solution? Glue? Dental adhesive, perhaps? If I were less ethical, I might have offered a reply to end the show on a high, perhaps. Expect good news soon, Joe. An unexpected gift will arrive to fill the gap. Well, isn't that the kind of answer a dream dictionary would give? And judging by the way dream dictionaries sell, that's exactly what many people want. But such an interpretation, of course, is meaningless. What was my reply? Joe had asked me a question. I asked him one in return. Where do you feel a sense of loss, a gap in your life, like the gap left by the lost tooth? See, it's all about meaning with a capital M. It's about the meaning you discover when you contemplate your dream. It's not about whether you'll actually get that job you've applied for. It's about your inner search for making sense of the world, for finding meaning. Getting that job, or not getting that job, is dependent on what's happening in your inner world. It's the job you do on yourself, on your inner world, that brings rewards. A quick fix is uplifting, but empty and meaningless. Contemplating the true meaning of a dream, it takes time, but the rewards are long-lasting. This reminds me of the book The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams. The main quest in this science fiction series is to find the answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything. The second greatest computer of all time and space, Deep Thought, was constructed specifically to find the answer to the meaning of life. After 7.5 million years of contemplation, Deep Thought arrives at the answer. 42. Here's an extract from the book. 42, yelled Loon Quoll. Is that all you've got to show for 7.5 million years' work? I checked it very thoroughly, said the computer, and that quite definitely is the answer. I think the problem, to be quite honest with you, is that you've never actually known what the question is. And there you have it. To understand a dream deeply and meaningfully, you first need to know the question it poses. Joe's dream posed the question of loss. His dream reflected a sense of loss and the realization of a gap in his life. Joe's task is to look at this reflection of himself and rephrase it as a question. Where do I feel a sense of loss, a gap in my life? When Joe takes time to contemplate that question, it will lead him, through feelings, memories, insights, new questions, recognitions, and breakthroughs, to find both the meaning of his dream and new meaning, with a capital M, in his life. So contemplate your dreams until you discover the questions. Or ask a friend to simply ask you questions about the storyline of your dream or about your feelings in the dream until something clicks. The right questions lead to the right answers. Enjoy spending time with your dreams, contemplating, drawing or painting them, writing about them, and through all of this, discovering the questions they pose and how these relate to your waking life. Now, when I wrote that article, I also put a PS on the bottom and I suggested that you visit our Dream Gallery. Now, the Dream Gallery is a big section on my website, www.dream.net.au. And if you click Gallery, you'll find that there's, I think, 60 or 70 images there. Click on any image. And what I've done is put a list of questions, and the questions relate to the image. So you go through, you look at the image in the Dream Gallery, and you answer the questions one at a time. There are no right answers. There are only the answers that occur to you. And you'll find that when you do this, you actually come up with some insights for yourself. So we built that Dream Gallery as a kind of idea about how you can approach images and scenes in your dreams by simply asking yourself questions about them and seeing what answers come up. So have a look at that. Have a look at the Dream Gallery on my website at dream.net.au. So the theme of this podcast, this postcard from Brisbane, Australia, is asking questions about your dreams. So I've gone on and selected another article, and this one I wrote in February 2005. And this one is called Like a Dolphin Out of Water. And this is one where I give you lots of examples of an exercise, a kind of dialogue exercise. So enjoy the article and then go away and apply the tips you've learned to some of your own dreams. And I think you'll find that you'll get some interesting answers to your questions. So here we go, like a dolphin out of water. In my dream, I was in town when I saw a dolphin on the other side of the street, gasping for water. I offered help, but he bit me. I woke up thirsty. Was the thirsty dolphin alerting me to my dehydration? This was a dream shared by a radio presenter during a dream segment last week. Well, that was last week in 2005 when I wrote the article. My short answer was yes and no. External events and physical sensations do enter into our dreams. So your thirst may well have been introduced in the theme of gasping for water. But the big question is, why a dolphin? Why not a fish? A camel? A withering flower? Or a dream of just ordering a glass of water and being given an empty cup? What's with dolphin? It's when you take the totally bizarre, out-of-place symbol in a dream that you can learn so much. Especially when you ask that bizarre, totally out-of-place symbol questions. So this is how it's done. When you wake up, you have an imaginary written conversation with your bizarre dream symbol, in this case, the dolphin out of water. Now, for this to work, you need to write so fast that there's no time to think. If you let your thinking, analyzing mind take over, it won't work. But when you write fast, letting yourself be silly, your dreaming mind takes over and explains itself. The thing is, your dolphin dream would be different from my dolphin dream because we all have a different concept of a dolphin. So our individual dreams are going to use our individual concepts of dolphin to express our unique associations. So I've made up some examples and some sample dreamers. So I'm going to introduce you to Fiona, Marco, Kirsty, Guy, Tara, Ben, Eli, Sean, Billy and Jade. And I've made up a conversation that they each would have done with the dolphin out of water if they'd had this dream, to show the kind of insight that this kind of dream alchemy practice, which is a dialogue exercise, can deliver. Okay, so now I've kind of cut to the chase. In reality, when you do this kind of exercise, it can take 3 or 4 lines of conversation before it begins to make sense. So, you know, when you do this yourself with your own dream symbol or when you practice it with a dolphin, persevere through the first few lines and then you'll strike gold. So here we go. Here's number one, Fiona. Dolphin, I feel like a fish out of water. Fiona, well, you're not a fish, you're a mammal. Dolphin, exactly. I want to be like other mammals living on the land, but I'm seen as a fish out of water. Fiona, I know how you feel. Sometimes I don't fit in. Dolphin, doesn't it make you spit and bite? Fiona, it makes me angry and it hurts. I feel unquenched. So you see, by doing that exercise, Fiona's dream is about recognizing her anger about not fitting in. So here are some more. I'm not going to go like dolphin, Fiona, dolphin, Fiona. You'll get it as we go. So here's Marco. And it starts with a dolphin saying to Marco, okay, so dolphin, I'm a new age dolphin. Marco, aren't you a bit behind the times? Wasn't the new age at the end of the last century? Dolphin to itself, peace, 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 love and harmony. Marco, can I show you the way back to the water? Grr, bite him. No. Calm, love, peace and harmony. Why are you angry with me? I'm only trying to help you. I don't need help. I'm at peace with the universe. Yeah, right. You wouldn't know anger if it bit you. So Marco's dream was about his denial of negative feelings. Here's Kirsty's. Dolphin, I'm free, free, free. Kirsty, from what? I escaped the net. What net? The tuna net. Too many of us die in tuna fishing nets. But won't you die on land? You're gasping for water. My thirst for freedom is putting me at great risk, isn't it? I can help. Ouch, you bit me. I like to be free. Don't get close to me. Kirsty's dream was about her fear of getting too close in relationship. Guy, Here's Guy's dream. Dolphin. Don't you recognise me? No. Remember hot sports days at school? Oh, yeah, my dolphin water bottle. Yes, I'm so thirsty. Guy, but it's your job to provide the water. Dolphin, I've run out of resources, can only give so much. I'm the one who needs help now. So Guy's dream was about his need to recognise how run down he is and why. Tara, dolphin, I swim with the pod. I'm part of the team. We are as one. Tara, my swim team when I was a nipper was called the Dolphins. And you were angry with the swimming instructor, remember? Tara, he always said I bit back. Dolphin, who are you angry with now? Oh, my employer, the team manager. Oh, I get it. Tara's dream is about recognising that she is reacting to her employer in the same way that she reacted to her childhood swimming instructor. She's transferring old baggage. Ben's dream. Dolphin. I swim with a pod, my mates. Ben, where are they now? Dolphin, I'm gasping for their company, their support. Why didn't they come into town with you? Dolphin, they didn't share my vision, the adventure of pioneering the land. I know how you feel. How so? At work I was part of a team and I had a pioneering vision. Dolphin, you went it alone? Ben, successfully, but I've been excommunicated by the old team. Are you angry with them? Ben, bite. Ben's dream was about recognising his anger and feelings of being abandoned and excommunicated. Eli, dolphin. Radar, it's all about radar, intuition. Eli, is your intuition working well? Dolphin, I go wherever it leads, even when the territory feels dangerous. Eli, how can I help you? You can't. I have to listen to the inner voice, no matter how tough. That's what intuition is all about. So Eli's dream revealed her deep personal belief that she must follow her intuition, come what may. I've just realised that I must have meant Ellie when I wrote Eli there, because Eli would be a male, wouldn't it? So... anyway, Sean, dolphin, I can speak many languages and I have terrific ESP. Sean, why are you here? I want to conquer new territory, learn about life on the land. Sean, a real thirst for knowledge. You bet, but still I'm quenched. Can I help? Dolphin, bite, I'm angry with you. Why? You forget about me when I'm in the sea. You ignore me. Sean, I don't see you. Out of sight, out of mind. Dolphin, it's time now to stop ignoring and denying me. Your intelligence, I mean. Sean's dream opened his eyes to his denial of his intelligence, an intelligence needing to be quenched. Billy, dolphin, bite. Billy, hey, don't bite the hand that's willing to feed and water you. Dolphin, I'm angry with you. Why? I should be able to help myself. I don't want to be beholden to anyone. Billy, it's good to be independent, but... Dolphin, but what? Billy, but thank you. I've just realised help doesn't always have to have strings attached. Sometimes it comes purely from the heart. Dolphin, always happy to teach a spiritual lesson. Billy, ah, I always thought dolphins were something special. So Billy's dream delivered a breakthrough in attitude, transforming her old belief that help comes with strings attached into a healthier belief in altruism. And the last one I've got here is Jade. Jade, I feel silly talking to a dolphin. Dolphin, well, you're not talking, you're writing. Jade, don't be pedantic. Dolphin, and while we're at it, I'm not a dolphin. What are you then? A dream, a figment of your imagination. Jade, shit, so I'm talking to myself. Dolphin, silence. Jade, talking to myself, no one else is here. Dolphin, silence. Jade, play the game. I'm supposed to learn something from this. Dolphin, game, game, got to play the game. Jade, pedantic, silent, serious, cynical. Dolphin, it sounds like someone I know. Jade, silence. Dolphin, silence. Jade, okay, but why the dolphin disguise? Dolphin, dolphins love to play and have fun. I'm gasping for play. Jade, when I was little, the school bully used to bite me when I tried to join in the fun, so I gave up on play. Dolphin, at last, the bite message got through. I was beginning to think you'd never get it. Jade, once bitten, twice shy. Dolphin, did you enjoy this conversation? Jade, it was fun. You've taken the sting, the bite, out of play. Thanks. So Jade's dream revealed the original cause of her treasured seriousness, healing it in the same instance. Okay, so now go and play with your own bizarre dream symbols. Play always brings out the best. And if you haven't got a dream with a bizarre dream symbol to start with, why don't you go and have a little dialogue with a dolphin and see what comes up for you? Okay, one to finish. And I have to read this one because it's also about questioning a dream. And I feel a little bit guilty about this one because if you're listening to this podcast on the day that it is produced, and I'm recording this about a week ahead of time, and if you've also been really, if you've read my latest DreamSight article, well, this is it. So you're now getting the auditory version of what you probably read last week. But hey, this podcast is going to last for years, so many people will have missed this article, and it just fits in here, and it's called How to Cure a Headache. And I wrote this one on Monday, so that is February 2010. How to Cure a Headache. It was a horrifying dream, began Simon, but I know enough about dreams to know it's not what it seems. I was swinging an axe down hard on a kangaroo's head, but that's not the worst of it. Now, Simon has worked with me on his dreams for some time and invited me to share this one to encourage people who may be reticent to admit to such violent dreams. As you'll see, the interpretation of Simon's very short dream is extremely revealing, positive, and potentially life-changing. In the next scene, Simon continued, I was swinging the axe down hard on my niece's head. The axe kept missing the spot, so I had to keep chopping. My niece, Sasha, was in pain and pleaded with me to keep going. She had a headache, and this, apparently, was the cure. Now, can you imagine how someone who knows nothing about dream interpretation would feel about a dream like this? I knew kangaroos are also known as thumpers, so I could see one connection within the dream. I knew Simon must have thumping headaches, but I knew there was much more, so I decided a question and answer approach would be best. Here's how it went. I asked, what kind of kangaroo was it? A big red. I asked Simon, how would you describe the personality of a big red? Not very intelligent, he replied. Now that surprised me so much so that I needed verification, so I asked why. Well, they jump out in front of cars and they don't look where they're going, said Simon. Oh, and what about Sasha's personality, I asked. Well, she's smart. It's taken her years, but she's finally recognised that she's smart and she's doing something about it, said Simon. I knew there had to be a connection between the kangaroo and Sasha, because the dream basically repeated, substituting the kangaroo for Sasha. It's an example of a recurring motif. They're very common in dreams once you know how to look for them. So we have a kangaroo that's not very intelligent, Sasha, who's finally recognizing her intelligence, and a dream that focuses on heads and headaches. Somewhere in here, I knew that Simon was ready to open up a painful issue about intelligence. Do you have headaches often? I asked. Yes, terrible headaches, said Simon, like being hit over the head with a blunt axe, he chortled. How old were you when you had your first bad headache? I asked. 13. I needed reading glasses. Did you get them? As you've probably guessed, Simon got his glasses, but he didn't wear them because he didn't want to look intelligent. He knew he would get bullied. Although he was smart, he decided against university and made career choices that challenged him physically and emotionally, but not so much intellectually. People always expect me to be more intelligent than I am, Simon told me. Oh, and how do you measure that, Simon? I asked. What if you expect them to see through you to know that you're more intelligent than you allow yourself to show? So I'm like this big lolloping stupid kangaroo and I could be more like Sasha, he said. Far from it, I said. You're very far from stupid, but your dreaming mind has come up with a dramatic symbol for how you feel about the past, now looking back. The dream came from you. You see yourself in the past as a bit of a kangaroo when it comes to being smart. Somehow, though, I think there's more. See, by your definition, all kangaroos are, quote, not very intelligent, unquote, because, quote, all kangaroos jump in front of cars, unquote. So what makes a big red different from other kangaroos? Well, from my early 20s, I was known as Big Red, said Simon. Let me guess, I said. You got glasses when you were in your 20s. Yes, I wore them a bit. The others ribbed me for looking clever, but it didn't bother me too much. Do you think your headaches might be connected to times when this issue of intelligence comes up for you? I asked. See, your dream shows the part of you that wants to just get on with being smart, like Sasha, pleading to be freed from those thumping headaches. Maybe the axe is slipping in the dream because you're not yet totally done with the issue. Could it be time now to let it go? Our physical bodies hold painful memories in painful ways. Simon's dream suggests he has held painful memories about his intelligence as headaches from perhaps the age of 13. And whenever waking life touches on this issue, Simon gets a thumping headache. Well, the dream has come up because Simon is close to resolving this issue now. He has just to steady his focus and stop slipping back like the axe. The point of the dream was not to kill Sasha, but to cure her of her headaches. The point of the dream is to cure Simon of those painful memories, the issue, and as soon as he focuses his intent, the headaches. Simon has consulted doctors over the years about his headaches, and the diagnosis has always been stress. And dream interpretation helps get underneath the stress to the cause. I gave Simon a dream alchemy practice that involves making peace with his 13-year-old self and then making it okay for him to be smart. And any time that he feels a headache coming on, he will stop and examine what he was thinking and feeling the moment the pain niggled. His task is to observe and simply release. So that's the end of that article, and it's another way of illustrating the importance of asking questions about a dream. Sometimes it takes a bit of knowing what questions to ask, as Deep Thought, the second best computer in the world, said himself in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. But once you get your head around the kind of questions to ask about a dream, you can quite quickly arrive at very deeply insightful and specific interpretations through the answers you give. So I hope you enjoyed that little diversion in this podcast. And next week we do have a guest lined up, and it should be a really interesting dream. I never know what the dream is until we hit the record button and start talking about the dream. I know they're always interesting, and I'm sure you'll love them. So thanks for listening for another episode. If you want more information, go to my website at www.dream.net.au and remember to click gallery and have a look at that gallery exercise I mentioned earlier in the podcast. If you like to keep in touch more on a week-to-week basis about what I'm doing, what I'm thinking, and getting more dream interpretation tips and helpful stuff, go to my blog at www.janetheresa.com. And if you prefer to be interactive, come and say hello to me and other dreamers on my Facebook fan page. So there we go. I'll be back next Friday for episode 44. Until then, have a lovely week, have some exciting dreams, ask yourself some interesting questions, and come up with some deep thought insights. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to thedreamshow@lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/dreamsight. The Dream Show is a production of Dreamsight Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.